Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Super Negotiate. This is a bit of a different episode. I want to talk about the new age KPIs in procurement excellence. And this video will not sit pretty for many of the CPOs because the 8 age old KPIs I'm going to talk about will upset quite a number of people. But I think the time has come. This video is more important as well because I have seen in the last one and a half year, a marketing hype upon just procurement digitization. I have not seen a lot on the core procurement KPIs that needs to evolve. Don't get me wrong, I am the avid promoter of procurement digitization, but I am towards the utilization of the tools and data points rather than jumping into the bandwagon of Gen AI, tool hopping, and attending generalistic events. So let's get started. The first KPI is going to upset quite a number of people, and I'm talking about the time has come of cost saving to be outdated. Rather, we should talk about a KPI of margin improvement. Every category manager, whichever category they are leading, must select at least one product so that they can start discussing the improvement of margin on that particular category. And when I'm talking about margin here, I'm talking about margin for your company. So not only I need to understand to what extent I can improve the margin of my company using my category, but I also need to understand the cost mechanics by working with the supplier. It requires an in-depth detailed understanding, and I believe that's the expertise we should be working on in every category and in every sourcing transaction. Second topic here is, I have seen the basic procurement setups jumping from one sourcing activity, RFPs, RFQs, to the other sourcing activity. And this sourcing event hopping culture is just getting accelerated. A lot of people would see into the how many PRs a one particular buyer is handling. The worst case scenario, spend per FTE doesn't really affect the complexity, doesn't really understand any of the mechanics required in order to reduce. Now, talking about this margin improvement concept, a lot of focus would require to work with the suppliers to really strip down the costing, right? One may argue, I'm talking about should cost modeling. Fantastic. If you are thinking on those aspects already, you are well within your part to really focus upon the most meaningful KPIs. So talk about margin improvement KPIs, right? Try it next year. Try it. Asking your buyers to improve by 1% or 2% the cost of the goods that your organization is having, and try to see how it works out. This will unlock a lot of new process requirements in your sourcing process, a lot of new governance aspects that you might need to establish. So get started with margin improvement as a KPI. Extending this point forward, the role of a CPO is no longer just doing procurement activity. Everybody talks about value creation, which is very generic, but in my view, I will lay it down in a very execution level. I'm looking at CPOs as entrepreneurs or intrapreneurs in the organization. So when you move away from a cost saving based approach to, let's say, a margin improvement approach, you're thinking in terms of an entrepreneur within the organization. You're selecting the products, you're asking the margins on those products that your organization is selling. You're talking about tracking the cost across the value chain, identifying that cohort of the suppliers who's willing to offer that transparency so that you can improve the margin. Now, not only sales is responsible for the top line revenue growth, but procurement will demonstrate how we can reduce the bottom line costing and improve the margin. So think as an entrepreneur, and I am a strong believer in entrepreneurship. Every CPO coming in 2025 or 2027 or 2030 will act as an entrepreneur. You don't need to wait for the business requirement anymore. Take the project where you can think there's enough margin can be improved and work with your supplier to improve the margin. That's my first take of the age-old saving KPI becoming into a margin improvement KPI in 2027 or 2030.